Hi, this tutorial is for getting started compiling C# on Linux with .NET Core. I'll also be showing off the super cool, lightweight source code editor, Visual Studio Code.
But Kendra, Linux users don't really need video tutorials. Figuring it out is kind of our thing.
Oh, totally. But now that .NET Core is cross-platform, we have some people spinning up Linux machines for the first time, so I wanted to make it easy for new users too.
Aw, let's do a Linux tutorial!
First, I'm going to install Visual Studio Code, so go to your favorite browser and search Visual Studio Code. One of the first results will be code.visualstudio.com. Just click on the Linux download for your distro. I'm on Ubuntu 14.04. I don't mean to show any distro favoritism. This is just what I had on my machine. If anyone is rustled by this, you can comment below and tell me about everything I'm doing wrong with my life. For those of you who don't know, Visual Studio Code is a very lightweight cross-platform source code editor. It was built in and for TypeScript and Node.js, but since then, a bunch of language extensions have been written for it, including C#, F#, but also Python, C, C++, Go. Very cool. Once VS Code starts up, go to the Extensions tab over on the left and install the C# extension. It should be one of the first results. You can see all the other cool language extensions can be found here. Hit Enable, and it'll restart Visual Studio Code. Now we need .NET Core to compile our C#, so go back to your browser and search .NET Core. That'll be microsoft.com/net/core. Will be one of the first results. Go to the install for your distro and follow the instructions. For Ubuntu 14.04, I first need to set up the apt-get feed that hosts the package we need. So I'll copy and paste those commands into my terminal. Copying and pasting. Super hacker command line, copy and paste. Oh, and I did speed up these installs because, yeah, why not? Type Y to acknowledge the package's presence. Cool! Now create the folder that you want your C# project to be in. I'll name mine HWApp, and I'll just put mine in my Documents folder. Once you add a project.json file to this, anything in this folder will be seen as a part of your project. I'm going to go back to VS Code and open up the folder that I just created. Now I want to initialize my C# project. I can do that in the terminal, or I could use the terminal inside of Visual Studio Code. You can open that by hitting Control Backtick. Type .NET new, and you can see program.cs appeared in our folder, and it has a console.writeline for Hello World in it. Type .NET restore to resolve some dependencies, and hit yes to load the required build assets. Now type .NET run. Hello world, yay. All right, so let's show off IntelliSense in the debugger. I'll just make a variable called name. And look, IntelliSense, system.environment. I'll just put my machine name into this variable called name, and it'll be a string. And then I'll print this string to the console. I'll set a breakpoint and go over to the debug tab. What an adorable icon. It's a little bug with like a cancel net line through it. And make sure you're set to .NET Core and hit the run button. Cool, so you can see our local variables loaded at the top. You can also use the debug console to check the value of your variables. So that's args. I really like puns, and I've noticed that among programmers, I'm not alone. In fact, after I make a joke, I often hear, "Oh, you pun too?"
Oh, that was a bad pun. Oh, God. If that pun made you die a little bit inside, let me know in the comments below.
I certainly don't want to be punitive about it.
Can I help you?